She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Lord have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start with kicking out of her shoes, use an earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, jello shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start with kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she's lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Where did your shirt go? Maddie. I think it's my turn to go first. Yeah, it is. Okay. I didn't mess that up. Okay, Maddie. I really liked your voice on this. It was interesting because, like, you and Russ, it was almost like you did two totally different songs. Because this was a totally different range than Russ's range. But I really, really liked your version, too. Like, I thought you had a lot of energy, and your vocals were super strong on this. I loved your runs, and it was, like, super playful, and just, like, it sounded like you had fun singing this song. And even though it was a repeat, it kind of didn't feel like a repeat to me. So, I don't know. I, like, really enjoyed this. I don't really have very many notes. Did you have any specific notes?
Yeah, I didn't realize this was a repeat until, like, the chorus. So, it was totally different. Like, yeah, feels. This is really good. I had, like, this funny mental picture because you're short. So I, like pictured you, like, being, like, all petite, like, guzzling, like, tequila shots or something. In like a bar. So yeah, that was like my mental image, like the entirety of the song. So like I really liked how playful you were. This was like what kind of like what I wish Russ had been, like a little more playful like this. So yeah, and it really fit your voice really nicely, and this is like a really good submission. Yay.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this, Maddie. This was much better than last week's, too, which I remember
totally
didn't like as much. So, like, really good job stepping up your game.
Woo!
Up next is Will.
Oh, my.
I Well, it's Friday evening, 6 o'clock, and all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. And they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone. Hey, 2 plus 2 is always 4, and down is south and up is north. And 32 degrees is freezing cold. Play with fire, you wind up burn. The early bird gets the worm. But the only thing you really need to know is the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone.
Pour me another shot. This is what you call country anatomy. They're not teaching this in school these days, are they? That's what I thought.
Now sing it with me, let's make sure you know. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone.
Well,
what'd you think, Val?
I thought this was another really funny song.
I know, all the songs are funny. It's great.
Yeah. Drunkenness is funny. Ha ha.
Makes me so happy.
Can I just say, like, you have, like, the cutest talking voice. Like, I love your speaking voice. Like, I heard it on X Factor, and I was like, oh, you sound so cute. Like, it's like, yeah, it's like, manly cute, like, I don't know, like, hometown boy. I just, like, really like your speaking voice a lot. Vocally, I thought this was nice. Also, this was another one that, like, I really liked how playful you were, which, like, I think with, like, drunk songs, you kind of have to be playful or else it doesn't work. And your voice sounded really nice on this, too. The talking part, I liked, like, when you were talking, but the laughs, I thought, kind of sounded a little too, like, fake laugh, kind of. But, like, I really liked when you were just, like, doing the talking parts. I thought it, like, matched the playfulness of the vocals really well. And I think this, like, sat really well in your range, and it was performed well and sung well. So, yeah. The end.
Yeah, I really liked your vocals on this. I wish you had been a little bit more playful. Like, it felt kind of like one level to me. Like, I wish you'd gotten more intense,
more drunk,
like, more intensely playful at the end. I agree. I think the talking was awesome, and I thought the laugh was a little weird, but I thought overall it was good. I overall really liked this for you. I think it was a solid choice. It was a really funny song.
I know, it was awesome.
So, like, I really liked that. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. I wanted a little bit more energy, so.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I think that if you stay next week, I really want to see you bump up energy, because I always think that like your vocals are always awesome, and like I love how you sound in country music. I just like want you to bump up your energy a little bit. Yeah. Do you have anything else to say?
Awesome job! Yeah.
Woo. Aria dropped because she went to Portugal. And so we asked Snowfender to come back, but she did not have time. So we asked Traviata to come back, who also dropped but didn't want to. We, like, had a long talk about it. And so Traviata is
back. Oh. Yay!
So Traviata is the last up tonight.
Woo!
We'll be right back. it too much of that poison, baby. Last night I did things I'm not proud of, and I got a little crazy. Last night I met a guy on the dance floor, and I let him call me baby. And I don't even know his last name. Oh, my mama would be so ashamed. Started out, hey, cute, where you from? And then it turned into, oh, no, what have I done? And I don't even know. Around 3 o'clock in the morning, it's been so sitting there in the parking lot. Well, it should have been a warning. I had no clue what I was getting into, so I blame it on the Cuervo. Oh, where did my manners go? And I don't even know his last name. My mama would be so. I gotta go, I take the chips and the pinto and hit the road. They say what happens here stays here, all of this will disappear. There's just one little problem. I don't even know my last name. Oh, my mama would be so ashamed. Started up, hey, cute, where you from? And then it turned into, oh, no, what have I done?
Traviata.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you... Or I guess it's my turn to go first, isn't it?
Either way.
Either way. Okay. I'm almost done. Every time. yeah.
It's not a show without an interruption.
Seriously.
No.
Okay. Liked this overall. I think you had really good vocals, though I thought your vocals could have been a bit more like bam. Like, I was surprised that they weren't more like, you know, does that make any sense?
Yeah, more like rah.
Yeah. And then I thought that you could have had a little bit more energy, and I think that kind of goes with your vocals being more like bam. So yeah, I guess just like try to, like, you know, like, when you're doing a song like this, like, really, like, bring it vocally, and I think that'll up your energy. That's my big advice. What'd you think? I think she also did this kind of quick, too, because I brought her back kind of
late, so.
I was kind of iffy on this, because it sounded like it was a song that was in your range, but you were singing it in a weird spot in your range, so, like, it sounded, like, strainy, kind of, and I thought you should have, like, sang it in, like, a lower spot of your range, like, more, like, rock. Like, the way you sing rock stuff, I kind of thought would have fit doing this song well, because, yeah, it sounded like when you were doing the choruses, it was, like, kind of a tad strainy, and, like, on the first verse, I was like, it sounds kind of, like, also strainy. And I agree, like, with the energy, I thought you could have, like, pumped some more into it, but, yeah, I think that goes into, like, you were singing it in an odd spot in your range, but, like, I thought you could have been a little more, playful also, like, especially with the last part with, like, the, I don't know my last name, blah. I thought you could have, like, done that, acted that a little more. I'm glad someone did the song, though, because I love the song. So.
Me too.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is a pretty good job, though. And, yeah, it's, like, a really good job for, like, doing it super fast.
Y'all. Okay, so we're ready for results.
Woo.
We already talked about it. And we have next week's theme. So, who's in first for you tonight?
I always have ties. I had Maddie, probably, was a little higher.
Okay, I had Beloved, but Maddie was second.
Yeah, it was, like, kind of, like, I, like, really liked Maddie, so, yeah. But Beloved was after her. It was, like, really close.
Woohoo! Who is next for you?
I had Ross.
Me too. And then I had Faded.
Woo, me too.
Okay, so we have Gildragon, Traviata, and Will. Would you like to save one of them?
I will save, wait, who's left?
Traviata, Will, and Gildragon.
I will save Will.
Nice. So, Traviata and Gildragon. Okay, so safe tonight is Traviata. I'm really sorry, Gil, but you made it really, really far. And, like, I've liked a lot of the stuff that you've done on this show, so you should be proud. So next week, we're doing another funny theme. I'm really all about the funny themes this season, apparently.
Lone Star is gimmicky this season.
It is. we're doing a country artist that aren't country list, like people, I don't know, like artists that are like technically like
kind of like crossover into like different genres. Yeah.
Cause like there's always that joke like James Taylor's in country and James Taylor's on the list. Haha. There's gonna be a list of artists. So we have like a couple pop-ish country artists and like Taylor Swift and stuff.
Yeah.
Some of them are like more country than others. Like Taylor Swift is obviously like some of her stuff is more country. Like if you did something from her first CD, that's more country. And like we have a couple of, like Faith Hill has like a lot of pop songs. So, but she also has a lot of country songs too. So it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of weird. Yeah. So it depends on like what you pick. But so there's a list of artists which will be sent tomorrow. So yeah, thank you for listening tonight. Tonight was my favorite night. I love this week.
Yeah, it never disappoints.
No, and everybody did a really good job. So good job, everybody.
Good job. Yay.
Yay. All right. Good night.
Good night.